We'll bring you the first Ham Radio Roots interview in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP, with this Rain Report, which features the first of a series of short interviews that Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, conducted in the Rain booth at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention. Hap's interviewing people isn't unusual. However, it's been some 20 years since he did so from the noisy confines of the Hera Arena in suburban Dayton, Ohio. With the help of a portable sound screen, pieced together by James Vernon, for Rain, Hap interviewed more than 30 hams during the Hamvention this past May. We'll be inserting these short stories from time to time during those weeks Hap encounters technical issues in production, as happened this week. Our first Ham Radio Roots interviewee was Vern Jackson, WA0RCR, the man behind the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter, a ham radio news and information service that Vern has produced for more than 30 years on 160 meters from Wentzville, Missouri.
What was your first call?
WN0RCR.
Yeah. How old were you?
17 going on 18. That would have been 1967. I had built the station, built the transmitter, tested it into a dummy load, assembled the receiver, the antenna, the coax line, had everything ready to go. A licensed arrived in the mail about 10:30 a.m. the morning of March 10th, 1967. And we were immediately on the air, tuning around and calling some CQs about 30 minutes after that.
What got you into ham radio and why?
Looking back on it, at that time, of course, there were no personal computers, cell phones, any of that sort of thing. I had always been interested in radio and electronics and electricity since a very early age, probably 7 or so. I was fascinated with the whole idea. And so I had been interested in radio. We had fooled around. Me and some neighborhood kids had kind of a pretend radio station set up when we were probably 9 or 10 years old. Later on, we put a Part 15 station on the air when we were in our mid-teens, but that was sometime later. I went over with my dad to a friend's house that had a ham station, and I believe it was a Heath kit, one of the entry-level Heath receivers. He had a Heath DX 60, I believe it was, transmitter, AM and CW, and he got on 15-meter phone and proceeded to work a fellow in Wyoming, and I had a chance to take part in the QSO, and I was hooked. I wanted it. Well, my parents said, well, it costs a lot of money, and sometimes it can interfere with TV and so on and so forth, and so I never did actually get into it until I was later on in high school, and a close friend of mine lived next door to an art teacher from high school that was also a ham. And of course, I saw that vertical antenna out in the backyard right away. This friend of mine, Ken, said, well, that's WA0OEG, I believe was the call. He's a ham. And I said, well, let's go over sometime and when he's not busy and see his station. Went over there. He was into CW quite a bit, into phone. I, at that time, decided, well, I'm going to get into this. I don't want to wait any longer. So we studied for the license. I went to the library, borrowed a code record, got my code speed up to about 7.5 words a minute, took a code test. At that time, you went to a volunteer examiner to their house, usually, and took the test right there. Passed the code test. Then he administered the written test, sent that off, and I found out later that I'd passed that. Waited about another 6 weeks, and along came the license.
What do you remember about your first contact?
I sent some CQs that first morning. Did not get anybody, but we worked Ed up the street that very first day. In fact, since he was so close, I think I just loaded into a 60-watt light bulb with the output of the transmitter, and there was enough radiation that he picked me up a block up the street. And that was my very first QSO. My second QSO was with a young man, Tommy Young was his name. I don't remember his call. He was in Alabama, I believe it was Huntsville area. I remember that very clearly. That was exciting. I was so nervous, I was shaking and everything. But another young man like myself, new in amateur radio, and that's how we got started.
What was your most memorable contact?
I had some long CW rag chews. In fact, I got the rag chewer club earlier because I had one QSO that went about probably 2 hours or so. We were discussing technical issues with a friend of mine in suburban St. Louis on 40-meter CW. He was worked as an engineer for RCA at a radar site up in Alaska part of the time. He was a civilian, but he was back in town for about 6 months or so, and then he'd go up there for about a year. And I asked thousands of questions and seeming answers for everything. And that's where I learned a lot. Probably my first most memorable, though, was the first time I worked a DX. Worked a fellow CM5AV in Cuba. That was a lot of fun, with a little station set up in the basement on 40 CW with a homemade transmitter that ran about 60 watts or so input using an old TV chassis that I'd build up into a transmitter, and a little Knight R100A receiver that I built from Allied Radio.
What was your first rig?
My first rig, Ed loaned me a Heath kit. I think it was an HR-15, but a simple little five-band receiver.
Was that an HR-10?
It was a tube-type receiver, covered AM broadcast band up through 30 megahertz general coverage. Had the markings on the dial where, of course, the ham bands were, and I operated primarily at that time 40 meters. Had a quarter-wave vertical out in the backyard. The transmitter, actually, I took an old TV chassis, got a handbook, I think, from Popper Science. At that time, they had Popper Electronics, I believe it was, that had a diagram for building a 40-meter CW transmitter, and I threw together a transmitter, initially one tube, on a chassis from an old TV set. Used the power transformer, a 5U4 rectifier, and built up my own little CW transmitter. Used one tube, and that didn't key as well, and I finally decided to take a little 10-watt QRP-type circuit, crystal oscillator, and use that to drive the final, which is a 6DQ5 TV sweep tube. That worked quite well. That was the first transmitter. Later on, I loaned it to a couple of other friends that were getting into amateur radio, so that made the rounds through two other hams after I moved on and served as first novice rig for about three of us.
And that was our first Ham Radio Roots interview from the 2012 Dayton Hamvention, conducted by Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, from the Rain Booth, number 329. You can hear Vern Jackson's WA0RCR's Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter Saturday afternoon, evening, and into the wee hours Sunday morning on 1860 kilohertz from Wentzville, Missouri, in magnificent plate-modulated AM radio. That's 1860 kilohertz. Be advised that during the summer months, you'll have to contend with static crashes on 160 that you won't during the winter months. And that's the Rain Report. Copyright 1990-2012 Rain. All rights reserved. Now, for all those connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP, trying to keep cool in northern Door County, Wisconsin, bidding you a very 73 from the Rain Report, www.therainreport.com.